What happens when a man becomes a man and his friends turn their back on him because he's no longer a homeboy? Tune into the Carter Podcast. What happens when a man becomes a man and he's no longer a homeboy? Let's dive into it. You used to walk around with your pants sagging because it was a trend. You walked around with the baggy jeans, the fitted cap, the jerseys, whatever side of town you lived on, you represented with the flag hanging out to the left or the right. And then you walked around calling each other the N-word, dapping each other up, out here hustling on the block, beating on the trash can, making music. But in the contents of all that, you have no job. No legal job. No way of showing the future of America, which is your child, or should I say, your children, how to be a successful individual in this world of chaos. So what happens when a man becomes a man? And what is the first thing that happens when a man becomes a man? Let's dive deep. He wakes up and he looks around. He realizes time has passed him. Not knowing that it wasn't that time passed him, it's just that he wasted time. Want to be the cool dude on the block? He said, hey, wait a minute. I've done nothing to elevate myself. I've been locked up. I'm walking around every day with the same people. Sometimes I'm wearing the same clothes for 2 to 3 days. That's unacceptable by my terms. He says, I'm going to go and make a change in my life. So what does he do? He asks somebody that he knows has it together. He says to him, how did you get to where you're at? He said, hard work, dedication. I had to leave some people behind to get to where I need to get to. Ain't that like selling out? Absolutely not. See, selling out is making sure that you're okay. And when you're not okay, you're taking care of everybody else. Even though you know you're not okay. You forgot about the home team. So who's a real sellout? He decided, I have to do something. I have to want better for my life. He gets a job. Now all of a sudden, he's remembering. He has no place of his own. He doesn't have a car. He can barely feed himself from day to day. Stealing, hustling, robbing was the only way he could get by. Reached in his pocket, he realized he only had $30 left to his name. He was being kicked out of where he stayed. He packed up his bags. He says, I have to make a change. He goes and he gets a job. The job says, we're only paying $8.25 an hour. He looked around, he says, sheesh, I could make more than that in the streets. But I gotta start somewhere. He said, I'll take it. They asked him, when can you start? He said, now. He said, okay. They handed him a broom and a dustpan. He said, I need to go sweep and clean up the bathrooms, then clean up the lobby. He said, what? Sweep, clean up, and then come back and see me. He was like, man, this is some back-breaking work they want me to do. This is kind of degrading. But he went in the bathroom. He realized that the bathroom was horrible. He opened the door. He put a yellow sign out that says that cleaning was in progress. He began to sweep. The odor of the bathroom was so horrible, he began to gag. But he says, you know what? I will not go in the towel. He
He sweeps the floor. He goes in the bathroom stalls. He knows somebody not flush the toilet after using it, so he flushed it. He went, cleaned it, sprayed the mirror down. He goes and asks the man, he said, can I get a mop bucket and some disinfectant spray, please? They looked at him. Somebody in the back started laughing when somebody else says, yes, let me get that for you. He had the bathroom sparkling. He then went over to the ladies' bathroom, made sure nobody was in there, and repeated the same thing. Filling up the toilet paper racks and the paper towel racks, cleaning out the trash cans, and wiping it down. It was cleaner than it had ever been. He went and got the manager. He said, is this to your satisfaction? The manager just looked at him. He said, man, you did that all within an hour? He said, yes, sir. He said, why? He said, I remember my great-grandfather telling me, if you're going to do something, take pride in what you're going to do. I said, oh, all right. So I'll see you tomorrow. The young man gets up. He washes his hands. He leaves. He begins to walk home. In his head, he starts singing a song. And the song said, walk with me, Lord. Come on and walk with me. The next day he gets up. After sleeping in a vacant apartment, he folds up his blanket and he hides it in a little closet. He goes to work. He does the same thing. He cleans the bathroom. He cleans the lobby. He does it with a smile. He's greeting customers as they're coming in. One lady said, why are you smiling? He says, when you walk in, how does it smell? She said, it smells brand new. He said, that's why I'm smiling. Because you walk into a brand new situation. And so am I. The lady then begins to ask him, hey, is this your first job? He says, yes, it is. How do you like it? He responded, it's a job. No, young man. It may be a job, but is it the job that you want? He said, man, it's the job that I need to get to where I'm going. She says, I am the head of a security firm for security guards. I'm looking for a new security guard that can start tonight. She said, well, ma'am, right now I make $8.25. She said, I'll move you up to $11, but you got to start tonight. He walked over to the manager, handing him a mop. He said, it's been real. Thank you. The lady and him walked out. She got him a uniform, and she asked him, where do you live? He says, I'm not ashamed to say I live in a vacant apartment. The lady says, I have an efficiency apartment that I rent out to people. Now, because you're just getting on your feet, I'll give you the first 2 months of rent for free. But I need you to be the security guard of my property. The young man says, absolutely. What are the hours? She said, you will work from 11 o'clock at night to 3 o'clock in the morning. To 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He said, yes, ma'am. He said, well, that's a lot of hours I'm working. When he got off work, he had a home to go to lay down. The husband came and brought him food. He said, thank you. He had a day off from work. He said, hey, let me go back to my old neighborhood and see how everybody's doing. His friend's still out there hustling, gangbanging. Hey, man, what you doing here? Oh, man, I just came to see how y'all doing. Yeah, man, I heard you was down over there flipping burgers and, you know, mopping floors and all that. He said, yeah, man, I had to start somewhere, man, but now I'm one of the top security guards for this firm that I work for. Man, you rather go and work a regular 9-to-5, dog, and legit job, man, and come out here and get this money with us? Yeah, man, y'all keep doing what y'all do, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all do. He leaves. And on his way out, he's seen a man selling a car for $800. He asked the man, hey, sir, what's wrong with this car? He said, nothing. He goes, I just want to get rid of it. I have too many. He said, well, I don't have $800, but I got $600 on me right now. The man said, that's fine. Give me the $600. Starts the car up, drives around the block. Signs the title, gives the man the money. Now, we're looking at when a man becomes a man. He started mopping, sweeping, cleaning toilets, wiping mirrors in a restroom, greeting people coming in, got an upgrade to a security job, making more money, and finally got his first car. He did not run right back to the hood to show off that he had the coffin. Because he had became a man, he realized he did it on his own. Yet, people saw what he could become without even knowing. 4 days later, he gets a call from his mother. Hey, they killed your friend. What? Yeah, the funeral's on Tuesday. Okay, well, tell his mom that I said I'm sorry. His mom said, you're not coming? Nah. See, I'm going to miss him. But I remember telling him there's a better way. See, I'm a real friend. A real friend will tell you how to get out of a situation as he's getting out of the situation. But if you choose to stay in the situation, I can't come back and greet you goodbye because you didn't have to be where you were at. She said, okay, man, I understand. And he hung up the phone, dropped to his knees and started praying to God, telling God, thank you. Thank you for changing my train of thought. My train of thought was so clouded by what I thought a man was, that you showed me what a man is. As time went on, another job opportunity came. He was able to move up, and now he was the head security guard, making $22 an hour, more money than he ever made legally in his life. He's content, he's happy, and he tells the lady, do you want me to move? Because I know you want to rent this to the next guards you're going to hire. She said, no. You stay right where you at till you're ready to move. Well, I would like to move into like a one bedroom here on the property. She said, okay. Well, here's what the rent is. And because you live here, here's the discount. Said, yes, ma'am. Thank you. Now, mind you, here's a man who has a car who never has to leave the property. But he used his car to drive around the property to make sure nothing was going wrong. And he tells himself, I need to do more. The next day he's driving, he goes to go pick him up something to eat from the store. He runs into an old friend. His friend is like down on his luck. He's sitting there just, man, I don't want to do this no more. I don't know if I can make it. He said, look, what if I can get you a job as a security guard? You don't pay much in the beginning. Stick it out. It'll look out for you in the end. Nah, man. I'm going back to the streets. I just gotta get me some money. Lend me $20. Now here is when a man becomes a man. He starts to think. I get up at 5 o'clock every morning. I make me something to eat. I give God his glory. I pray. I call my mother. I make sure she's good. And then I go to work. I work all day, walking around, making sure people are not being where they're not supposed to be. And you want me to turn around and just hand you my money for free? He said, my friend, I'll see you around. The reason for this process is you have to sometimes leave people. If you can get it out the wood, so can they. So as he goes on, he meets a nice young lady. She has children. He steps in as a stepfather. They're happy. He became a man, even when people were trying to doubt his relationship, that he never told anybody about, but people wanted to know when they saw him out eating. Why are they so happy? Oh, why are they content? Because when two people build together, they're better together. Problems come and go, but real love never does. So when he was becoming a man, he had to expect that not everybody wanted to see him win. But the person next to him always believed in him, even if she never said a word. When he would sit down with his hands in his head, she said, are you okay?
Yeah, baby, I got it. No, honey, you don't. We got it. We got the good and we got the bad. That is when he knew he had became a man, because he was no longer by himself. He was no longer by himself. He had had a team help. They call him a teammate, but you call him a team help, because that person will help you when you feel like you can no longer get ahead. Say, babe, I'm going to go ahead and go outside and play some basketball. I'll be back. Okay. Honey, what do you want to eat? Whatever you make, baby, is good with me. I know you could throw down in the kitchen. He comes home. She already has a towel ready. His boxers are laid out. Something he had never felt before. And he realized, I have everything I need inside this home. I am a man. My friends are calling me to come hoop. My friends are calling me to come out and do reckless things. My wife is saying, you sure that's a good move? Are you sure you want to hang with them this late? Nah. Why don't we go do something? Why don't we just hang with people who are in relationships with other people? Let's not hang with single people. Well, hey, babe, how about we just go to dinner tonight? Just us. Let's have some us time. Sometimes you have to have somebody tell you when you're doing a little bit of too much of something, which is being on social media too much, right? You have to have somebody say, you are showing this too much attention and not enough over here. That's becoming a man. Being able to take in what somebody's telling you for the betterment of both of you and even for yourself. That is what it's called being a man. When you get paid, it ain't about buying video games before the bills are paid. You pay the bills and whatever you got left over, you say, hey, babe, I'm going to take a little bit of this and do something for me. Okay. Because being a man means I still can enjoy life the way I want to enjoy it if everything around me is happy. Now, you can't please everybody, because everybody ain't pleasable. But if you love and you think strongly about where you're going in life, being a man is your top priority. Failure only happens when you have accepted defeat. This has been the Carter Podcast. I'm Carter the Boss. Tune in for the next one.